Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. So Jesus' disciples watched him and learned from him, like an apprentice would. In fact, in Greek, disciple means just that, someone who is learning. So they paid attention to how Jesus lived and what he said and did. They were right there observing Jesus as he healed the sick and fed the hungry and raised people from death to life. In our gospel, we hear how Jesus, with those disciples right by his side, looked out over the crowds and his heart broke. The people were confused and aimless, like sheep without a shepherd. So few people to help and to make a difference. Then the disciples prayed to God, you know, Lord, Jesus needs help. And then, no surprise, really, Jesus sends them out to bring comfort and direction, healing and hope. And the disciples become the ones to tenderly care for those with bruised and hurt lives. The first followers moved from being learners to doing. Now, people then and people now are fundamentally the same. Our circumstances are different, but we all experience broken hearts, broken minds, and broken bodies. And like then, we need the good news that God is present. God and the world needs us to accept that we are the ones to do this work. We're here to carry on Jesus' work of healing the sick and raising the dead, touching the untouchables and kicking out demons. We are Jesus' disciples. We are those learning from him. So now it's our work to look out and see those bruised and hurt and to make a difference in their lives. Jesus needs us. Jesus needs us to find a way to bring life to all who are suffering. Like Jesus said to his first followers, we'll start where you are. There are lost and confused people right here, right where we live. And we don't need to go far away to make a difference. Start where we are with the people that we know and then move out from there. Well, now, miraculous healing and raising people from the dead can sound a little bit outside of our capabilities. But maybe healing of the sick isn't only curing a physical illness. Maybe it's curing the ache of loneliness. So we can take a risk and introduce ourselves to the people on our block, to that somewhat familiar face at the store. You know, and raising the dead may not be a literal death. Maybe it's the death that comes with having no hope, no friends, or no resources. We've seen people that are dead. We can volunteer our time and our money to provide food or to pay for a bill or clothing for someone who can't make it on their own or just be present with them. And touching the untouchables may not be those with leprosy. Maybe our untouchables are those we avoid because we think they are so different. But we can say hello and start a conversation and bring that other, that different person of a different race or culture or religion or economic status back to health by offering them some respect and friendship and community. And kicking out demons. Now, these may not be evil supernatural powers that have taken over someone, but maybe it's the demon of a mental health issue or addiction or fear that cripple so many. We can become aware of the challenges to staying sober and how hard it is to get help in our social services system, especially if we have a mental illness. And we can offer help to those who need it. You know, our time and location is different from those first disciples of Jesus, but as believers, as followers, we too are disciples commissioned with the same work, to bring about the kingdom of God here and now. You know, it was never a physical or political kingdom. Jesus was always about the kingdom of God, of bringing the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And heaven is when we are all in a loving, intimate relationship of trust and dependence on God, where we live and take care of each other. And we love each other, all of those around us, including that strange or difficult other. Now, is this challenge scary? Sometimes. Are we afraid to fail? Maybe. But we can only realize that we can be successful. We can only know that we can do this work when we try. And we know Jesus has promised to be with us. The Holy Spirit is with us and in us and gives us the ability to do this work. Now, there is no better reminder that God can do amazing things in our first reading from Genesis. You know, it's a story of how it's never too late to start something new. Imagine, after a lifetime of wanting a child, to finally be pregnant at 90. Now, most of us aren't looking for that exactly, but I do want us to see the message here. With God doing God's work, we may need to drop our limited thinking. We may need to open up to the amazing possibilities of trusting that God is at work in our lives. And Genesis is also a reminder to be open to recognizing God in the ordinary circumstances of our lives. You know, Abraham didn't know ahead of time that those three men who were at the entrance of his tent were angels, were messengers from God. He just treated them with the standard generosity and hospitality of the desert. He invited them in and provided for their needs. And when we look for God in others, when we see a stranger, we too may experience angels and the presence of God. Now, we might have doubts about the possibility of divine intervention in our lives. We think, how can our little lives be a part of God's plan to bring about the kingdom of God right here? Well, God entered into Sarah's life and brought about the gift of a son when, to most, it was way too late in her life. But not according to God's plan for her. Sarah at 90 and Abraham at 100 were profoundly useful in God's plan. They became the parents. They are our spiritual ancestors. And God has something for each of us, regardless of our age. Look at the validation they received. Parents to all of the Hebrew people, to God's chosen people. We're all created out of love, to nourish and enhance each other's lives. We're all needed to support, inspire, encourage, and journey alongside each other. Being intimate with God, spending time with God and talking to God and listening to God is essential. And looking for God in unexpected places and people opens us up to never before imagined possibilities for joy and relationships. You know, we can take the risk to love others, even with our own challenges and difficulties, because we know with Jesus, we're valuable and we're loved and we're needed. With God, it's never too late. It's never too late to make a difference, to find joy, or to be involved in another person's life. With God and with God's help, we can do powerful, life-changing things. It's never too late to carry on God's work of love. And we, all of us, are the 21st century disciples of Jesus. And we have work to do. Amen.